Welcome back to Get to Know Grace. I'm Pastor Rachel, and I'm so excited that you've joined us here again for another fantastic time of getting to know one another, of getting to hear stories of how God is active in each other's, in one another's lives. Thank you so much for joining in today. Today I am joined by the fantastic Amber. I'm so excited that you're here and that we get to chat together.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I always feel like I just want people to come and like have a good time chatting. So, oh, so glad to hear it. All right, let's get started with a word of prayer. And then I want to jump into hearing all about God's presence in your life, Amber.
Wonderful.
All right, let's get going. Good and gracious God, thank you so much for this time together, for this time to hear the story of your presence in Amber's good life. Be with us all as we receive the blessing of that story, the blessing of this time to learn, this time to be, this time to hear and witness what it means to be your people in your world. Help us to have open arms, open hands, open ears, open hearts, open spirits to all that Amber has to share with us today. Bless this time. It is holy ground, O God. We know you are here even now with us, listening and walking with us. All this and so much more, we pray in your holy name, trusting in you, trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ, trusting in your ability to work miracles in and through us every single day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Amber, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you would want the good people of Grace Lutheran to know about who you are.
All right. Well, as mentioned previously, I'm Amber. I'm a member of the youth group here at Grace. I am a senior in high school.
Woo-woo!
I am part of the youth band presently. Hopefully we'll be doing something for you guys soon.
Yes!
Very excited about that. I think, a lot of people have seen me in passing, but don't know very much about me. Yeah. And I kind of just want you to know, like, come up, talk to me. I'm happy to have conversations.
Totally.
It's nice to have a kind community to be with. So yeah, come talk to me. I'm happy to talk about myself when being asked, you know?
Yeah, just totally.
Talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love that so much. Well, tell us a little bit about what it means to be in the youth group or, and this is not a question we talked about beforehand, but I'm curious, like what it means to be for you to be a part of the youth group and to be a member in that way.
Yeah, the youth group is a lot like a big, I can't say sisterhood or brotherhood because it's both, but
right.
It's a big family. We all, like, we hang out, we sing songs together, we tell stories. It's a very safe space. It's really meaningful, and we're starting to be more visible in the church, so there's a lot more of connection between the youth group and the church at large, and it's wonderful to be a part of such an accepting and loving and kind community, so it's nice, and believe it or not, even though we're a bunch of teenagers, there's very few cliques. Everyone kind of just integrates, and it's a very, you know, good place to be.
Yeah. Oh, I love hearing that. I mean, I'm biased. I obviously want it to be.
Oh, yeah,
way,
of course.
But I love that. Oh, fantastic. Well, then let's jump into a different question.
Mm-hmm.
How did you first come to Grace Lutheran Church? And, or both, neither, you pick.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps you coming back?
All right. Well, I kind of came to church, like, most of my memories are of this church, but I was maybe 6 years old. And before, my family was going to the church of a family friend called Advent.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of what they were doing didn't really resonate with my parents anymore. So they went looking and found Grace. I'm not sure exactly how. I haven't asked about that story yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I came to Grace. I've been in, like, the children's program since, I think since first grade.
Okay.
So I've been around. I've been here for a while. This is most of my memory.
Yeah.
And then as far as what keeps me coming back, it's like, it gets more accepting. People are actually willing to listen to you. People treat me like an adult rather than like a large child. And it's nice. Just like, I can actually have conversations with people. There's extremely supportive adults. It's a very accommodating place for young people to be, I think. And it's good. It's wonderful. Yeah, that's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I love that. That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. I would imagine, too, that some of the, like, fun of being with the youth group and being up in the sound booth on Sundays and, like, being active in leadership, too, would be a big part of coming back.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And I hang out in the media booth with the media guys.
Yeah.
I've heard through the grapevine that you're talking to them soon. So,
Yes.
I hang out up there with them. Yeah. I do a lot of the work. Like, I've done slides.
Yeah.
I have balanced the audio. Like, there's a lot of things to actually be doing. There's a lot of, you know, God's heart, our hands. And there's a lot to actually be out and doing in the church on just a Sunday and in general. So it's really nice.
Totally. Totally. Well, and I love that you're talking about the youth band coming up and, like, doing music soon and stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, I think, that, well, in general, what the youth are doing that we don't always see on a Sunday morning, because we're not all in the building on Wednesdays when you guys are here, and we're not all up in the media booth when you guys are up there. And it's really cool to hear the ways that everyone is being active as members and leaders in the church, and not just, you know, not just hanging out. Hanging out's a really important part, too.
Yeah.
It's all part of it, that you guys are full members.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. You're not just big kids.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
are leaders.
We're leading, and we're trying to, you know, be more involved. Salvador's putting together a bunch of projects for us to be doing.
Yes.
There's the Thanksgiving baskets that are still happening at the time of recording. So I'm very excited about that, and we actually get to, like, be out. And I think eventually, we don't have big plans yet.
Yeah.
The youth band will do a little bit of something
up
in the big church space. So I'm looking forward to the continued integration into the church at large.
Yeah, totally. Remind me, because this is actually going to go live on November 3rd, Wednesday, November 3rd. When do people need stuff in for those Thanksgiving baskets? Because let's do a little plug for those, because why not?
We're hoping to have them done by the 14th.
Okay.
And just to plug a little more, $60 completes an entire basket.
Yeah.
And you can donate, like, the pieces of the basket. There's lists on the Welcome Center on Sunday mornings, afternoons. Time doesn't exist.
Yeah. True.
There's lists of what we actually need, so you can donate what we actually need, or you can donate the money and we can get it ourselves. A little bit after the 14th, we're going to take all the non-perishable stuff, get a bunch of small turkeys and other perishable items, and give out the, I think, 100 total baskets to the people who are hungry in this community.
So. Awesome. When you say the people who are hungry, who are you, like, just,
like,
community members all over?
Yeah, like, community members who don't have easy access to food.
Totally.
I think it's largely for people who are homeless.
Okay.
I can confirm that.
Yeah.
But it's just give it to the people who don't have Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Right. People who need it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for that little plug.
Yes, of course.
I love throwing in little plugs when we can, because why not?
That's great.
That's part of getting to know Grace, because that's what we're doing.
Yep.
That's the activities we're doing. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Well, as some of our, many of our, few of our, I don't know, many members or listeners will know, is that part of the reason this podcast is called Get to Know Grace is it's not only getting to know about Grace Lutheran Church and all of our people and remembering all the cool people we have here. It's also about getting to know and experience and witness to God's grace active in our lives. So tell us about a time when God's grace really made a big difference in your life, or a big impact, or was just like, oh my God, that was God's grace.
I think it's hard to pin down one exact time.
Totally.
But I think the biggest thing, I have a cousin who's got a condition that's like one in a billion sort of thing. Not literally one in a million. She's not one of seven. She's one of, I think, 40 worldwide who have this range of conditions. I think there are seven with her exact condition.
Okay.
But basically, her immune system thinks her fat is an enemy, so she has no body fat to live on, which is really unfortunate. Doctors projected she would be wasted away by age 12. She's 16.
That's
and she's
awesome.
Alive and well, and doctors have figured out, like, medicine for her. Yeah. And it's been kind of wild to look and just see, like, I fully expected to have to go to a funeral for my 12-year-old cousin as a 13-year-old. Right. And I didn't have to do that.
Right.
She's still here. She's a very vibrant soul.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's really invested in life, finally, because she doesn't feel like she's waiting to die. And it's wonderful to see that power and, like, the intersection of science and of God. Mm-hmm. He's influencing science to help people. And it's really cool to see and to see, like, she's alive.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of God in that. So that's the big kind of like dramatic thing that I can think of.
Yeah. Oh, I love, there's two things in there that I just absolutely love. And the first is your statement that she's investing in life now. Mm-hmm. And that, holy cow, that's both phenomenal. Well, first and foremost, that's phenomenal for her and your family. Thank God she's at a place now where she can do that. And I think there's this beautiful lesson for all of us of, like, God's grace means we can invest in life. It means that we can look forward to the good stuff and not just be focused on the stress or the grief or the worry or the whatever it is.
Yeah.
That we can really invest in life just like your cousin, and we can really learn from her, because that, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And then there was another one that I was going to comment, and now my mind is blank. Oh, I know what it was. The beauty of, like, God working through science.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I grew up in a house that was so open to both, because my dad's a lifelong learner and is in the medical field and has just always loved sort of the beauty. And I have too, in part because I was raised by him, but the beauty of God active in the scientific world and, like, how cool it is to watch, and just humbling and amazing and phenomenal to watch scientists come up with things like medicine for your cousin, or healthcare in all its varieties. Like, that's just so cool. Or just learning more about who we are.
Yeah, exactly. It's really cool to watch the process. Like, this is something that I think, I can't recall exactly what it is that they found that worked for her, but it works in a completely different area of, like, bodily function. It does something completely outside of, or not completely outside of, but largely outside of, you know, production of fat and whatever.
Sure.
So the fact that this is what worked, there had to have been some divine influence there, because how would you find it? Like, because it's a, I don't know what it's actually a medication for outside of this condition specifically, but it's, it was not planned. It was not intended for this. It just, they were like, all right, last ditch effort, try. And it worked.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. So it's really cool to see just the influence and, like, oh, no one would expect that to work. And that tells you something about the human body too and how it works. Yeah. So it's really cool to just see, like, you know, how strange and wonderful creation is. You know?
Totally. Well, and tells us something about sort of the limits of science. Of We're still mapping, like, how much of the brain has not yet been mapped yet, all of that, or we're still understanding the inner workings of what antioxidants and nutrients we need on a right, like, it's all different. Yeah. And to have that moment of, well, we'll try this and see what happens, and it works, like, that's super cool. And I love that there's, that's this, I think, personally, I think that's where the space for God is in science, are those, like, limits of, we'll never go as big out into the universe as we possibly could, like, that limit will keep getting stretched, and God will be out beyond there, and we'll go smaller than the atom, we'll keep going smaller and smaller and smaller, and God will be there too, and that's just, like, the limits of where we know God is there and in the middle of all of it. So cool.
It is.
Do you study, do you like studying science at school?
I really like science.
I can tell. I love it.
I'm a science person. I like the science of people and, like, the things that make up people and, you know, the brain, the mind, all that stuff. And talking about the, you know, the mind-body connection was my favorite thing to study, and the fact that half of what human beings present and experience cannot be linked to something distinctly in the brain. Like, the amygdala controls emotions, but there's something else in there that hasn't been pinpointed yet, or won't be pinpointed. There's more to the physical than, you know, well, there's more to the human than the physical, right?
Right.
So it's like studying that connection, studying how, like, you can change a lot about yourself and your physicality with a little bit of willpower.
Yeah.
And it's so intriguing to me to just look at that process and see how, you know, how everything is interconnected and how, like, you know, being a Christian doesn't mean you have to be anti-science, because science and Christianity are really close together, actually.
Yeah.
And some of the most famous scientists were Christian.
Right.
And they were looking into it because of, like, the drive for learning and the drive to, you know, the Bible says this, I want to find it.
Right.
And, like, I think it might have been, no, who was it that studied the stars? I want to say Galileo, but that's almost certainly not correct.
Galileo did study stars.
Okay, yeah. I just don't know if he was one of the big, like, Christian astronomers. Anyway, it's just really cool to, like, see how science and God have intersected in the past and how they do now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And how that we continue that dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fascinating when you said the mind and body connection. I immediately was thinking about, like, all of the studies done around placebos and how, like, powerful the mind can be, and you can actually heal. The mind can actually heal parts of your body when you think you're actually taking the medication. And some people might get mad at me for saying this, because I don't think it is a placebo, but I have to wonder sometimes if prayer works in that same way. Where we just believe so strongly that prayer is answered.
Yeah.
It's not a placebo. It's not a stand-in. There, it's something different. But, like, if your brain can believe, can trick your whole body into healing and lowering cholesterol or whatever it is, like, I have to think there's something in there that then, like, could also be prayer related. Like, you really pray hard to lower your cholesterol. It might actually work, you know, or something. I mean, I'm laughing because it sounds silly, and I'm sure other people will laugh too, but there's something there, I feel like, a nugget of truth of where, like, God's presence within our bodies and within our brains is so powerful that we can do pretty crazy things that are then measured in psychology and science and psychiatry.
It's really cool to watch.
Yeah.
It's the whole, like, if you'll forgive the strange analogy, your jaw has enough strength to break finger bone,
but
your brain doesn't let you do that. It doesn't let you bite down hard enough to break something, right? But that's because your brain is stopping it from happening, and your brain stops you from using the full extent of your strength. You hear all the stories about mothers lifting cars off of their children, they let go of they let go of the boundaries and use their full strength, and full strength tears muscles and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's just, you have the power to completely use the full extent of your abilities in situations of duress.
Yeah.
And even in the situations, like you said, like the placebo effect, and people who've taken placebo inhalers have had their lungs, like, healed over time. There's no medicine in it.
Right.
And it's just, it's really cool to watch
what
happens in situations where the boundary is broken in some way.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch.
Oh, and then to just bring that back to, like, the ways in which we tend to stay in that brain boundary that you're talking about. Like, we obviously aren't all chopping on fingers. Like, we all stay in those brain boundaries for good reasons, survival reasons, like, instinctual reasons, all good. But if we have the abilities in times of duress, hopefully not always traumatic, but, like, hopefully maybe in times of when we are sort of growing and learning anew, we can expand and do things that we didn't even think possible.
Yeah.
And we're individual human beings. Like, how cool is it that we were created in this way by a creator who's even bigger than that? And even unboundaried? That's not a word. Less boundaried.
Yeah.
Than we are, and less, like, contained than we are.
Yeah.
I just think that's so cool.
It's really cool.
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been so much fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Woo, science conversation.
That's right. Science and faith, they can go together.
They do, yes.
Everybody online, you just missed the massive, or not massive, but the fantastic finger guns that just happened. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're both throwing them. oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Amber.
Yeah, of course.
For chatting about science. I love science. Yeah, so.
Science is great.
Oh, it's so cool. And I love faith, and the fact that we can talk about both is so cool.
It's great. I love it.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. I hope that this time has blessed you with something to think about, something new to enrich your life, enrich your faith, and maybe to ask some more questions and to be more curious. Whatever it is, I hope this time has blessed you. Blessings on your week. Blessings on the rest of your day. Blessings on the rest of this hour. Blessings go with you, dear ones, today and always. Tune in next week. We'll be back with some more fantastic, fantastic Grace guests. Take care, everybody.